Hour today.
Why am I getting laughed at? I don't understand. I know for a few months, I don't know if it's changed, but I actually, just to defend Pastor Lee a little bit, I hold the record for the longest service, according to Bill. So, give Pastor Lee a little break. But with saying that, we are going to do communion today. So we're not going to be long. We're going to do it as a family. So we're just going to start there. We're going to go to Luke 22. You guys want to open your Bibles. Luke 22, and we're going to start in verse 17. Why is it taking me so long to get there? The deal. All right. Luke 22, we're going to start in verse 17. And he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And likewise, the cup after they had eaten, saying, "This cup is poured out for you, the new covenant in my blood." Just that one phrase, "Do this in remembrance of me." We're not going to make it complicated this morning, not that we ever do, who has ever up here doing communion. But we're just going to do that. We're going to spend some time in remembrance. Mentions two things, the body, his body, and his blood. So we're just going to spend some time remembering, reflecting. What does that mean for you? I want you just to think about that. I think sometimes we don't make it as personal as we should. And I think sometimes we can get distracted. Well, I have to be doing all this stuff instead of taking time to remember. Like Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." I think this should be a part of our lives where we take time routinely, regularly, to remember. That's not complicated. Like, man, the cross. How his body was broken. But we're just going to do that this morning. It won't be long. I'm going to spend some time in remembrance. So we're going to talk about his body first. He mentions two things. Body and his blood, right? So we're just going to do exactly what Jesus said. We're just going to not complicate it. Just going to spend some time in remembrance. His body was broken. Do this in remembrance of me. Why is that important? Well, let's go to 1 Peter 2:24. Give you guys some time to get there. It's on the screen. Or it will be. 1 Peter 2:24. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Wow. Bore our sins in his body. On the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. His body was broken for your wholeness. I don't feel whole. Where's your focus? Are you taking time to remember? His body was broken for my wholeness. By his stripes, I have been healed. I love how Peter puts that in the past tense. He's not like, hey, his body was on a tree. He bore your sins on the cross, and by his stripes you will be healed. He says, by his stripes you have been healed. Maybe you come in here this morning, there's a pain in your body. Maybe it's your knee. Maybe it's your back. Maybe it's migraines. Maybe it's more of an emotional healing. I mean, when it says wholeness, I believe that's included. Maybe you've been struggling with just crazy thoughts. There's emotional healing in the body, in his broken body. Wholeness, that doesn't just mean physical healing. We can be physically well, but emotionally hurting. Can we just get real? Something that the church needs to get better talking about. Maybe emotionally you're not doing well. There's wholeness in his body. And I think sometimes we have to get better at admitting there's an issue and naming it. I'm struggling. Why is it so hard for Christians to sometimes say that? Let's get real. We love to talk about the world and how they're acting. What about us? Why can't we just say, hey, I'm having a tough time, but God is good. I'm not okay, but God is good. Why do we fear that in the church? Why? I'm being quiet so you'll think about it. Did you walk in this room not okay physically, emotionally? I want you to know it's okay. Because God is here in this place and desires, according to him, by his stripes, you have been healed. This is goodness. This is not condemning. You walked in and, man, I'm not having a good week. I'm struggling. Awesome. Name it. Remember his body. I don't mean awesome that you're going through it. I mean awesome that you have a Jesus that came, died, so you could be whole. Why would Paul write, in our weakness, he is, and why are we so afraid of our weaknesses? We love talking about our strengths. But Paul, in my weakness, he is made strong. It's okay. I want you to know it's okay this morning to struggle. It's okay this morning to not be perfect. It's okay to be human, because you are. It's not like we get saved and get to know Jesus and our humanity flies out the door. So why we need Jesus daily, renewing our minds. Bible talks about grace to grace. It's a journey. Following Jesus is a call to adventure. I believe the cross is real. I believe that that's for me. I receive that. It's a call to adventure. And we love to go pay money to watch adventures in movies. Tell me one time someone was on an adventure and it was fun all the time. Adventure doesn't always mean fun. Adventure doesn't always mean without struggle. Come on. Every movie that has an adventure, like, oh man, that would be so awesome to have an adventure like that in my life. In every adventure, there was a struggle. Go to Lord of the Rings. That's such an awesome adventure. Did you not watch it? He was not happy all the time. Ha ha. He was not happy all the time. He had to face dragons. He had to face things that were out of his league, but he had to leave the Shire. He was called to adventure. He had to leave. Just because he left does not mean, woo, this is amazing. I got no more struggles. Following Jesus is an adventure does not mean it's always going to be fun. Does not mean it's always going to be cakes and rainbows and puppies. I didn't say kittens because they're of the fall of man. I do not like cats. If you are a cat person, I'll pray for you. Altar call. End of service. Amen? But I think this is the real gospel. Jesus himself said, hey, you will experience some trials. Where'd that verse go? Even in grace. I love how he didn't say that. He said, be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. How did he overcome? He came, he died, his body was broken, his blood was shed. It's not boring to be a Christian, but it's not always going to be easy. We live in a fallen world. I could probably have every single person in this room come up and share some of their own struggles, even when being a Christian. And that's okay. Now, I do think sometimes we go, oh, it's the devil. We got to fight. Maybe you made a choice and you brought some things on yourself. But God's going to get you out of it. As Christians, we talk about spiritual warfare. Maybe the Holy Spirit was telling you, hey, go this way, and you went this way. So that brought some chaos into your life, and you're experiencing some stuff. Instead of being ashamed of it, own it, name it. I messed up over here, or I'm feeling this emotion, and bring it to Jesus. But that's what I want to do today. The body. By his stripes. You have been healed. Have. Everyone say have. I'm telling you, it's an adventure. It's an adventure. Let's talk about the blood. Go to Hebrews 9:22. By his stripes you have been healed. I want you to be thinking about that. Jesus said to take time to remember, meditate on, contemplate, think about. How else do you remember? Well, how do I remember? You think about it. Well, how do I do that? You just remember. His body was broken. He became that sin that you're holding so much shame on. He became it. So you could be set free, let it go, and live in the abundant life. The abundant life does not mean absence of issues. It just means the presence of God in the presence of God in the trial, in the struggle. That's the good news, that you're not alone ever. This is the gospel. Hebrews 9:22. Indeed, under the law, almost everything is purified with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. Talking about the blood. Without the spilled blood of Jesus, there's no forgiveness for your sins. But the good news is his blood was shed. His blood was spilled. Which means you're forgiven. But how are we doing living that? How are we doing living forgiven? Or are we walking around with shame and guilt? Because Romans 8:1 says there is now no condemnation. And when we get a revelation of man, his blood was spilled, I am forgiven, and we actually, by faith, dare to live that way. Wow. I'm forgiven. You know what happens? You don't become ashamed of your weaknesses anymore. God, yeah, I got this, but God's forgiven me. That happened in my past. And it's not as easy as it sounds. Trust me, we have to work on that. Okay. I can remember, I'm forgiven. How are we doing living that way? Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. There's no forgiveness of sins. Wow. Jesus said, remember my blood. Why? Because everybody in this room is human and we are going to screw up. This is why this is so powerful. Stop trying to be so perfect. Stop trying to have it all together and just be. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. But again, I ask, how are we doing with that? How are we doing with that? Living forgiven. Because God's not holding. If you feel condemned for a past sin or a past mistake, that is not God. How? When he said, remember my blood. So whose voice are you listening to? Could be Satan, could be the devil. We don't need to be, I mean, that's just, but he's defeated. He's defeated. Like the blood this that we're taking time to remember, he's defeated. He's defeated. We get in the church, we get so Halloween time. It's the devil's day. Says who? Says who? Because I read the book. He's defeated. He's lost. So why are we freaking out? We have faith. Devil's defeated every day of the year except Halloween. And what's sad is it happened across America. I don't know why I'm talking about this. We're just going to go with it. Across America, you know what's going to happen? There'll be some church people that will see other church people taking their kids trick-or-treating. And they'll be judged. I mean, we're coming up on Halloween. It's going to happen around the nation. They'll be judged. they won't be talked to about it. They'll be seen, which they don't know if that couple prayed with their little daughter who's dressed up as a ballerina and is literally just going for the candy. They prayed before they went out. But that won't be asked. They'll just be judged. Not talked to by the people that saw them. They'll be judged. Then they'll come back to church on Sunday and they'll feel different. They'll feel looked at differently. It's going to happen. Why? When he's defeated. Why? When he's already lost. Why? When even in the Old Testament it says on that day everybody's going to look at him and say, that's him? That caused me all this. I was afraid of that? Old Testament talks about that. And we're all going to look at the devil and go, that's it? That was just free. It's a rabbit trail, so we're going to chase this rabbit. Why not? It's coming up. Same Jesus that broke, his body was broken for you, and his blood was shed for your forgiveness. Same Jesus did that for that person that you're looking at. They have tattoos. And the Bible says that your name is tattooed on his hand. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. We get to an uproar. Somebody came in with the hat on. Church. How dare they respect the house of the Lord that way? This book says you're the house of the Lord. Show me one scripture where you can't wear a hat to church. Go ahead, try. I dare you. You won't find it. It's not in there. Yet it happens all the time. Little things like that. We're so concerned with the out, not concerned with the in. And the inward is what Jesus is concerned about. The blood of revelation of what that means. Revelation of his broken body will change you from the inside out. Will give you confidence before him. Not because of what you do. I mean, my goodness. If you try to be confident in before God on your own works, good luck. That's why this message is so awesome. Because I don't have to be confident in myself. I get to be confident in what he did and who he is. The blood. The body, by his stripes, you were healed. The blood, without blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. I mean, you could just take this morning, just spend time remembering. I'm forgiven. You know what a peace that causes? Some of you are trying to work to be forgiven by God, and God's like, dude, like, it's done. Just enjoy it. Amen? Let's go to Matthew 26:28. For this is the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. That's Jesus talking. We have it in Hebrews. Without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. Then we have Jesus saying, hey, my blood is spilled out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Think about that. Taking time this morning to just simply remember his broken body that took whips for you, for your wholeness. I mean, it's crazy when you go back and you study what kind of whips they used. Man, little hooks on the end, pieces of glass on it. Came back with pieces of bone from his spine. This is the kind of whips that they used. And Jesus stood there and just said, you read, he doesn't even like, we read it and it's like he didn't even yell. He didn't even like, he was just like, I got this, has to be done so they can be whole. And he took it for you. He took it for you. Then he has to carry the cross for a while up a mountain with that going on his back, with the crown. Just taking time to remember what actually happened. Then he gets nails put through him. This is our Jesus. His body was broken for your wholeness. His blood was shed for your forgiveness. That's all I want us to do this morning is just take. That's why I'm doing a lot of pausing. Because I want you to remember. His victory is my victory. Not because you earned the victory, because of what he did. I really believe that as we do this morning, and it's not, oh, well, if something didn't happen, then I didn't have enough faith. Can we just get over that? Leave here knowing you're still whole. Confess that. What I believe as we take this morning, if you have an issue physically, emotionally, mentally, whatever it is, I believe wholeness can happen in this room. Not because we conjured enough up, but by simply remembering for you personally. Amen? So, we're going to take communion now. And I want us to remember. I want us to remember his broken body, which means wholeness. Healing. His blood. Forgiveness. So we're going to do it this way this morning. If everybody on this side, if you guys could come up and take some of what's in here, that'd be awesome. Everybody. Do a little differently this morning. Just take one, yes, please. One person wants to get enough for everybody in your family. That's totally cool, too. But I want us to take some more time to remember and rejoice in his broken body. Rejoice in his spilled blood. Everybody on this side now, if you guys could come on up, that would be awesome.
Back there, Mama, you need some juice. You want some juice?
Even as you're walking up, let's just remember. Everybody get one. Everybody on this side, you guys, please, please come up. Did everybody get one? I can start passing some out if you need to. I'm going to call the worship team up soon, but I want everybody just to kind of be able to to do this with us, okay? If you can figure this thing out. I don't know why. One of my enemies is plastic. And open bottles, but when it comes to plastic... I'm struggling. There we go. Again, I want us to take time to remember. I want you to hold the little wafer that represents his blood. Just kind of in your own way. Can we not make this a formula? Just in your own way, take time to remember his body for your wholeness. If you want to close your eyes, up to you. If you want to just hold it in your hand and look at it, up to you. If you want to start worshiping, whatever you want to do, sometime. His loving instruction is that we are able to remember him as we partake of the Holy Communion. Jesus wanted us conscious of how his body was broken for our wholeness. He wanted us aware. He wanted us to take time. You want to go and partake, still remembering, taking time to remember. Thank you. Thank you for your broken body. I'm whole. We partake of the bread, which symbolizes your broken body. We declare that Jesus' health and divine life flows in our mortal bodies. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's take this cup. We're going to do the same thing. Now it's just take time to remember his shed blood for your forgiveness of sin.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for your blood. Thank you that when we partake of the cup, we are declaring that we are forgiven and have been made righteous. Jesus' blood gives us right standing before you, and we can boldly go into God's presence. Thank you for your blood. You've washed me, as your word says, white as snow. I can't get any more forgiven than what Jesus has already made me. Remember, we let go of shame of the past because we're forgiven. Let go of maybe some guilt from the past and declare this morning, I'm forgiven. Come on, some of you need to do that. You're living in the past. Because of Jesus' blood, I can lay down the past. He's taken my mistakes, and he's made me right. He's made me his righteous. I am right with God, not based on anything I have done or anything I could ever do. Listen, he does not love some future version of you more than he loves you right now. He is not in this room this morning like, man, if they could just get a little farther, I would love to show them my love more. It's not God. That's not God. He loves you so much, and his broken body and his dead blood prove that. In fact, it was love that sent him, for God so loved the world. He gave. Jesus is a love gift. It is not, hey, I'm going to come, I'm going to die this horrific death, and my body's going to be broken, and my blood is going to be shed so I can save you from hell one day. He's bigger than that. That's awesome part of why he came, that if, man, we put our faith in him, we get to spend eternity with him. But you know what he wants to do? He wants to bring a little heaven into your chaos. He wants to bring heaven into your world, your personal world. Oh, when I die, I'll experience heaven. This love gift, Jesus, the broken body, the shed blood, was given so we could experience heaven on earth. Not in the sweet by and by. Throughout all the Gospels, what did Jesus do? He brought heaven into some chaos. And not one time did he walk into any room and go, y'all need to learn about me a little more. You need to obey me a little more. Here's some leprosy. Not one time. Not one time. But the church is really good at preaching. You're learning. You're getting taught a lesson. Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. I mean, that's not what God does. What he did do is he walked into the room and he called people healed and healed them. That's what Jesus did. He didn't bring chaos. He came into chaos. Remembering the blood and his bread, invite him into your chaos. Got some chaos? Okay, you got a God that can fix the chaos. But be honest about it. Thank you, Lord, for the blood. I know you're getting tired of holding it. I'm purposely Remember, I want you to leave this morning. I'm whole. But the body, his broken body did. I'm forgiven. Not going to be. I am. And that's a different perspective. You are. As you take this, I want you to spend some time remembering. Given. Given. Let's partake. You, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your broken body and your shed blood. Thank you that because of your broken body, I'm whole. Physically, mentally, emotionally, healing is mine because of Jesus. I'm forgiven. Not because I deserve it, not because I've earned it, but because Jesus earned it for me. Come on, church. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that bodies are being healed this morning. You're remembering your broken body. I thank you. The shame and guilt is being melted away by remembering your blood. Remembering that we are given. Hallelujah. I believe God's doing a work on people right now. Everybody wants to stand up. The ushers are coming along to collect trash. Let's all stand up. I love that his blood washed us clean. I love that his blood made us righteous so we can come into his presence now. You don't got to earn it. Live in it. That's what we're called to do. We're called to live in his presence, not try to earn the right to get in. He's earned that right for us. Let's sing that song, the Love of God song. We're just going to sing it a few times, and then we're going to be done. No pressure. Okay? So let's just lift our hands. Want just a few lines of this song as we continue to remember his love, his broken body, and his shed blood.
I don't deserve it, still.
Broken body that was broken for my wholeness, for our wholeness. I thank you for your shed blood that was shed for my forgiveness. Thank you, all this because you love me and wanted a relationship with me. You wanted me to be your son. Thank you for what your blood and your body has accomplished for us, that it truly is finished. I thank you for that, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We worship you. We thank you for Jesus in this place this morning. In your name we pray. Everybody said, amen. Amen and amen. Well, hopefully you guys enjoyed it. The time just remembering. You guys are dismissed. Spend some time this week remembering his broken body and his shed blood. Have a great week in Jesus. Know he loves you. He's for you. And we'll see you back next Sunday. Amen. Amen.